Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Sorry for the hiccup in the start. Had some technical difficulties, but we are here live, ready to rock out with you. Today on the Cave Show with PLR, we've got a lot of stuff going today. Today, we're going to have some fun. Not that we don't have fun every day, but today we're going to have some fun. I'm not going to load you down with a bunch of sound. With a bunch of other stuff. Today, I want to do something that I usually do to start the football season, and I did not do it this year, so we're going to do it today. I'm going to give you my top 32 quarterbacks in the NFL. 32 down to one. So we'll get into that. Looks like someone is going to have their football game postponed. I wonder if it's because of the devil. We're going to talk some NBA. Got a big game tonight between the Lakers and the Nuggets. I'll give you my preview on that game. The commissioner, Adam Silver, of the NBA says that the season probably won't start until 2021. He wants to do a full season. He wants to lock and load. I'm going to tell you why the NBA should change their calendar completely and why now this is a great time to make that happen. We may open up phone lines. We may not. Tomorrow is leaning towards the Best Of Show. Just want to give you a heads up. Thursday, we are live at Maduro's. And Friday, of course, we'll be wrapping it all up, giving you the NFL preview. But as for today, let's get this bad boy rolling. This is the Cave Show with PLR, and we are brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School in Chandler Heights. Get in there and let them know that PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of your cigar purchase. You also can become a club member. Get a locker that backs up directly to a humidor. Never worry about your sticks going bad. When you become a club member, you get access to the members' lounge. It is great. I've been a member forever. There's chairs. There's TVs. There's recliners. There's a refrigerator. There's ice machine. There's everything you need to be at home, away from home. Now, for any reason you can't make it down to Maduro's, not a worry. Order your sticks online at Stogie World, S-T-O-A-G-I-E World. .com. Same great selection, same great everything. You're just getting them sent to you. Now, if you do it, if you place your order early enough in the day, they will get shipped out that exact same day. All this only happens at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School and Chandler Heights. That's locally in Chandler. Get down there, let them know PLR sent you. 10% off your cigar purchase. Don't forget, they do serve adult beverages, beer and wine, and they have all the league passes. Thanks for joining us today here on the Cave Show with PLR. I apologize for the technical difficulties to start the show. So let's get this going. Like I said, topics today, there is a football game being canceled due to that devil of the COVID. We got a game preview tonight, though, I want to talk about in the NBA. The Lakers versus the Nuggets. I picked the Lakers to win this in either 5 or 6. I know I'm way going out on a limb with this one. I think for it to have gone six, I'm really thinking that the Nuggets would have had to have won the other night. I think that puts more pressure on the Lakers because now at some point, you're going to be playing two total games behind. So let's say you win tonight, right? Say you win tonight and you're the Nuggets. You still have to win at least two games in a row at some point in time twice, not just once. So if they had won last night, and make sure you follow me on this, if they won, excuse me, the other night, they would be tied 1-1. If they won tonight, that'd be 2-1. Then if the Lakers won and tied it 2-2, then the Nuggets literally could win every other game and win the series. By going down 2-0, you're going to have to beat the Lakers twice in a row. You're going to have to win tonight, which would make it 2-1. Because if you fall down 3-0, series is over. So you're going to have to win tonight, which is going to make it 2-1. If for some reason you lose game four, then you got to obviously win three. But if you win game three and four and you tie it at two, and then the Lakers come back and win game five, then you got to win six and seven. So by losing the other night, you put yourself in a position where you're either going to have to win two in a row twice, win three in a row once, or win four in a row once. I know it sounds confusing, but believe me, it made sense. Yes, I did practice this in the mirror. And I just don't like that position. And I said I wasn't going to weigh you down with a lot of sound. And I'm not going to weigh you down with a lot of sound. But there are some things that I definitely want to point out. I want to play for you the Michael Malone sound again after the loss. And listen to his, what he's saying. And listen to the way the Nuggets are going to have to approach this.
No silver linings. I mean, this is the Western Conference Finals. So no moral victories, no silver linings. Gave ourselves a chance to win tonight. Obviously, Anthony Davis hits a big three to win the game at the buzzer. So we'll watch the film, see what happened on that last play. And the message is, you know, we're down 2-0. Let's go out and win game three.
I'll tell you what happened on that last play. You did the one thing that you just simply couldn't do. You over-respected one of the greatest players in the league in LeBron James. LeBron James said the easiest pick I've ever seen anyone pick. That pick was so easy. All he did was stand there. And two people ran to him and left AD. Here's what I don't understand in basketball. I understand the inbounder is the most dangerous person on the floor, depending on how much time is left on the clock. What I'm understanding is, why did you not turn enough off the inbounder to be able to rotate to a shooter running towards the inbounder? In other words, almost half ignoring, because with the amount of time left, I don't think there was enough time to inbound the ball, catch, and pass it back. That was poor communication on Denver's part. And everyone is always going to talk about the shot that went in, and rightfully so. But a lot of people aren't going to pay attention to the poor rotation and the poor communication. And basically, that's what Denver had. Plumlee should have rotated out. As great as LeBron is, he wasn't even turned facing the hoop. He wasn't even trying to set a real pick. And you guys fell for the banana in the tailpipe. He was basically a decoy. And then let's talk to the mentality of LeBron James. He is one of the greatest players to ever play the game. Things are even drawn up for him. And they can say what they want to say in L.A. He made no attempt to even come to the ball. That play was drawn up for AD. Drawn up for AD. These are the things that separate champions from really good teams. And it's the attention to detail. And Denver, you can't be that late on your rotation. You can't be. We'll see how they respond. Denver is a team you cannot count out. We've seen why. You come back from down 3-1 twice in a row. That's a team you just can't count out. Cannot count them out. Rumor has it, but give me the Lakers tonight anyway. Rumor has it that there's some beef going on with the other LA team. Rumor has it things aren't so great with the Clippers. Rumor has it that Paul George, after stating everyone has to stay together, got some eye rolls. Is it because playoff P didn't come up quite as big? And now the guys are looking at him kind of side-eyed? Is it because other guys think they're honestly better than they are? Here's my problem with the Clippers. I think they're a very good team. I picked them to win the NBA final, win the NBA title this year. I did. What I did not know is they are a good team of individuals that sometimes play too much. Like a team of individuals. Kawhi is not a point guard, y'all. He's not. He is not a facilitator like that. He is an opportunistic facilitator. Let me repeat that one more time. He is an opportunistic facilitator. He's not a LeBron James. Hell, he's not even a Nikola Jokic. That's not who he is. Paul George is not the type of facilitator. He's a wing. He's looking to score. He's looking to get downhill. Lou Will is an off-the-bench kind of guy that comes in, perennial sixth man of the year. He's looking to get points. Instant offense. Vinny Johnson, if you're old enough. He's not a distributor. Patrick Beverley is an irritant, a nuisance. The kind of guy you want on your team that bugs the hell out of someone else on the other team. But even he's not a true, true point guard. Not a facilitator like that. So what you have some games are a bunch of guys who got some really good skills, but their best skill isn't getting everyone else involved. Montrezl Harrell, bless his heart, he got owned by Nikola Jokic. He kicked his butt the whole time. So even though this team can do a lot of things well, the one thing they did not overcome was cohesiveness. They never really got on the same playing page together. And a lot of that has to do, I believe, in load management. Load management is one of the worst things to come to pro basketball. Play your games. Learn your teammates. And I don't think anybody on that team really has the right to point to Paul George and side-eye him about what he didn't do. Because you could point how everyone else didn't really do their job. Kawhi, for as great as he is, his fourth quarters weren't that good. Montrezl Harrell, for the entertainment sixth man of the year that he is, he couldn't stop the other team's best player. He couldn't even contain him. He couldn't even slow him down. Paul George couldn't hit a shot. Lou Will, we should be all over it, but by getting re-quarantined, that didn't help. That can help the team build cohesiveness. Reggie Jackson thinks he's a cross between Steph Curry, LeBron James, and Devin Booker. And you got a whole bunch of people on this team that can do a lot of things well, but I don't know if because they didn't play together enough that everyone sacrificed a little bit of something to promote the whole lot of something for someone else. And that's what you have to do to win a title. Someone has to give up a little bit of something. So, again, back to the side-eyeing Paul George. I'm really not down with that. And people thinking, oh, well, they should just trade Paul George. I never get this. For who? Who are they going to get that matches up contract-wise? This isn't a team that's looking to rebuild draft choices. This is a team that's looking to win a title next year. So who are you going to trade him for? It's just like these morons that walk around saying, oh, if Milwaukee could have Devin Booker, if they trade for him, then Milwaukee will have that other player, the one that they actually need for Giannis to win the title. Who the hell on the Milwaukee squad would the Phoenix Suns even entertain that for when they have a young crew that's coming together? Why would they then trade their best players, one of their best players, for what? Eric Bledsoe's never coming back here. That's not a fair trade. Chris Middleton isn't coming here. That's not a fair trade. You're going to bring one of the Lopez brothers back and the other one down there for the first time? Tony Snell? Does he even still play there? And is it Tony? Or is that the running back for Pittsburgh? I digress. Anyway, I hate when people come up with these idiotic trades. Paul George is a Clipper, at least through next year. Him and Kawhi Leonard both have opt-outs after next year, and we'll see what happens. I never will ever wish for any coach, even the ones I don't like, to get fired in terms of being able to support their families. But coaching is the one that I have no sympathy for, because usually when you get fired, you have some money left on that contract. And usually someone's going to give you another gig. As much as I like Doc, as good as I think Doc is, I think it's time to have Ty Lue be the coach of that team. Just do. Anyway, we're over. We still got more to talk about. I still got to give you my 32 top quarterbacks in the NFL. Have some fun this Tuesday. Not be quite so doggone serious. I don't want to mess with anybody today, unlike yesterday. I mean, I don't want to talk about people. I don't want to do that to anyone today. But I will. I can give you the Adam Gaze confusion.
I mean, at the time, you know.
But I'm not going to do that today. I'm not. But then again, I just might. It's the Cave Show, PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The law office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the law office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend, and I said, hey, shut up. Because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR.
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. You guys are probably, every day I know you're thinking, he comes back with that beat. Let me rock this one more time for you. every day I come back from commercial break and I know everyone like, man, where is he getting that? Where does he get that song from? Get that from my man, the one only, Scorpion, hooked me up with that cool ass comeback from break music. Pretty soon I'm going to hit him up for a little bit of extra as well. It's my man. This is the Cave Show with PLR. Welcome back. Thank you for joining today. Every day that you do join, really appreciate it. If you ever miss any part of the show, you know we got that replay cooking for you over at KSRN. Download the app from the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, anywhere you get your apps from. You know, 1 o'clock, we're live. We're rolling already on KSRN, BTR. If you're like, man, I just want to check out the Cave Show at 1 o'clock, there's that link on our website, sportscave.com. Cave is with the K. Click that Listen Live button. We are there, ready to roll. Now, if you are driving in your car, at home, wherever, and it is 9:17 at night, and you want to hear something that was happening, just click on Listen Live at sportscave.com. It'll route you to a plethora of our shows, as well as on the website on the left-hand side, some of our top shows, top interviews, all that good stuff. So make sure you check us out at sportscave.com to get all your shows here for the Cave Show. Like I said, today is going to be a different kind of day. I'm not going to really mess with anybody. I'm not going to really get into anybody. Although there is some stuff that I could bring up. I do want to talk about this Monday night game a little bit last night before we get into these top 32 quarterbacks in the NFL. A friend of mine, Jeremy Freelander, said to me, the Raiders are going to have a good year. I said, you know what, Jeremy, and Jeremy does radio as well. I said, you know what, buddy? I like your Raiders. I'm not sure about your QB. I'm really not. I'm not sure about your QB. I think he's good enough to win a title, but I don't know. And he said, no, man, he's good. Check him out. Watch what he can do. Watch who they've surrounded him with. And he was 100% right. This is the second rated game I saw. Carr has progressed. He's become a lot more comfortable in what John Gruden wants to do. John Gruden has a bell cow, and Josh Jacobs is a running back. He has a great tight end, and Heller, good young tight end. And Heller got some speed and rugs. This team is going to be a tough team to play all year. Tough, tough team. And I know I ignored them, and I said they'd go 7-9. I'm saying right now I think I was 100% wrong. And I have no problem admitting when I'm wrong. On the other side, we saw how much Drew Brees needs Michael Thomas. I've been saying it for a while. A lot of people are now saying it. People refuse to say it. The people won't let it kind of come out of their mouth. Drew Brees isn't Drew Brees anymore. If Drew Brees, you guys ever see Undercover Boss? Well, there's an episode where Drew Brees is part owner of some company, I forget, but he was an undercover boss. If Drew Brees ever showed up and they said, Drew Brees is out for a month, we just signed his backup quarterback, journeyman from Canada, last name Kalawinski. And Drew Brees put on a fake mustache, fake beard, put a helmet on, and went out there and played quarterback, people would be clamoring to bring in someone else. Don't be fooled by the accuracy. Don't be fooled by the record, because they have a really good defense, and Michael Thomas is really good, and it's really hard to beat that team at home when there are fans in the stadium with that noise. See, I think passing percentage is the one thing that can be overrated. It's kind of like plus minus in hoops. If I'm only throwing 4 yard outs and relying on you to get the rest of the yards after the catch, of course my percentage is going to be higher because I'm not pushing the ball downfield. Drew Brees can no longer push the ball downfield. And this isn't, he just fell off the cliff today. He fell off the cliff a while ago. People now are just hearing him scream as he falls over the top. Remember what I said to you 3 years ago, when the Saints fans cried like babies after that horrific pass interference call that wasn't made. But I'm not a fan of the Saints, so I look at things a lot more black and white. I said, yeah, the refs missed that call. But the Saints head coach blew that situation anyway, because if he runs the ball three times, forces the Rams to take the timeout, the Rams get the ball back with about 15 seconds, having to go the length of the field with no timeouts. Two, even though the Rams came back and kicked a field goal, sending the game to overtime, Drew Brees threw that interception in overtime, which led to the final field goal. Then, last year's playoff, Drew Brees did not look good. He did not. Drew Brees used to be a game-changing quarterback. Now, he's just a quarterback. He's not the same guy. And I'm not saying he fell off and one day he's been falling off. No one wants to admit it. 41 years old. The only thing better, you know it. It's coming. You know I'm about to say it. The only thing better at 41 than 40 is scotch. With Tom Brady, the only thing better at 43 than 42 is scotch. I don't make my assessment based on one game. I don't do that. It's based on what's happened. And what Michael Thomas does for Drew Brees, he covers up a multitude of sins. He is a lipstick for that pig. Michael Thomas is that good. And he makes Drew Brees look like he still has a lot. Drew Brees, my friends, does not. How much does it suck, though? They've opened up a new stadium in Vegas, opened up a new stadium in L.A., and there are no fans there to celebrate. That must really suck. That must really suck. Anyway, I owe you these quarterbacks. We're going to come back. We're going to do that. We're about 30 seconds away. This is the Cave Show with PLR.
The Law Office of Carrie Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Carrie Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Hey, this is Kofi, and I don't go a day without listening to the Cave Show with PLR.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Make sure you're following us on social media at the Sports Cave, on the Twitter, the Instagram, and the Facebook. You can also get us at thesportscave.com. Remember, Cave is always, always with the Cave for us. So let's do this. Let's have some fun. Now, let me give you my criteria for my top 32 quarterbacks in the NFL. So before I get what happened to me last year, now last year I spread it out over 3 days. Not doing that this year. Takes too long. Don't want to do all that. Doesn't take that long to give a list. It's like when you get married. You know, all that singing and all that other crap. I remember when my boy got married. He asked me to be the best man. But he set me up because he didn't ask me to be the best man until he told me it was going to be a traditional Catholic wedding. I've never stood up and sat down so much in my life. I remember looking at one of the groomsmen saying, if this priest tells me to stand up one more time or sit down one more time, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Stand up, sit down, stand up, sit down, stand up, sit down. And then they did communion at the wedding. I don't get into other people's things. They do what they got to do. All I know is what I said I do. That bad boy lasts about 10 minutes. Do you? Yes. Do you? Yes. Are you? Yes. We do. You do? We do? We do? You good? Everybody good? We're done. No, I'm just kidding. It was a beautiful wedding. I had a great time. I'd do it all over again for my boy without hesitation. Just one less of the up, down, up, down. So as I'm doing these top 32 QBs, I'm going to hit you with a couple, and you're going to say, wow, that's so low. What the hell are you thinking? There are some categories I'm going to give you. One, it's this category. Not just how you're playing now, but how I think you're going to continue playing throughout the rest of the season. And this is a season thing. This isn't the greatest of all time. I don't want to get that nonsense. I don't want to get those tweets. I don't want to get those messages. I don't want to get that. Well, you're the greatest one. I'm talking this year only. And let me clear something else up. Just because you're low doesn't mean that I don't think you can go up higher. Just because someone's higher than you doesn't mean that I wouldn't necessarily take you in the future over them. Okay? So with that said, let's get going. The worst quarterback, number 32, are the Dolphin QBs. I just put them all together. Fitzpatrick is just holding a spot for Tua. Never seen Tua take a pro snap in my life. At all. I don't know if he's going to be good, bad, indifferent. He had the injury. He isn't back yet all the way. I don't know one way or the other. Fitzpatrick is a space saver. He's just holding a spot until someone else comes. So because of that, I'm saying, team's bad. Quarterback, Next, 31, Washington football team, Dwayne Haskins. I know he's young. I know he's in the second year. I know he's improved. I know he's going to improve. And this is the person that I said, don't beat me up, because I don't think they're going to be as bad as they're ranked. He's got some speed. Gibson's a decent running back. He has a good coach, very good coach. Let's see what he does. Let's see how he progresses. He looked better at the end of last year. I'm not saying he's a 31st, yada, yada, yada. I take 30 guys over him, but I got to see how he progresses. Phillip Rivers, number 30, Hall of Famer. Phillip Rivers is washed. He's washed. He will break your heart. He'll come out and have a good game. And the next game will be a somewhat decent game. And he'll throw an interception at the end of the game, break your heart. Phillip Rivers is done. He is washed. He makes bad decisions. He is Brett Favre-like. Brett Favre had a little bit more to get him over the top with the talent that he had to win a Super Bowl. Phillip Rivers has never been able to win a Super Bowl because he's never been able to overcome the one stupid mistake that Brett Favre was able to on his route to win at least one Super Bowl. Chargers QB. I like Justin Herbert. Number 29. I like Justin Herbert. Will he keep playing? It's Tyrod Taylor, who is the ultimate seat filler. Gonna start again. Everywhere Tyrod goes and starts, Tyrod is the starter until the person they draft is ready to actually play. He is the pro's pro. He's made a lot of good money, and I believe he even has a Super Bowl ring as a backup. It's been a very good career. But they're quarterbacks, and I don't know if Anthony Lynn has what it takes to develop new QBs. We'll see. They're 29. This one hurts my heart, but I got to say it. Mitchell Trubisky is number 28. And he's number 28 for a lot of reasons. Fourth quarter Mitchell game one is way higher than 28. First half Mitchell game two, way higher than 28. Three quarters, Mitchell, maybe worse than 28 of game one. Second half Mitchell of game two, maybe worse than 31. You never know what you're going to get with Mitchell. You never know. When you're asked about Mitchell Trubisky,
I mean, at the time, I had.
Is Mitchell Trubisky my quarterback?
I mean, at the time, I had.
Do you have confidence in Mitchell Trubisky?
I mean, at the time, I had.
I just don't know which one I'm going to get. Because of that, Mitchell, number 28. Number 27. Oh, boy. Here it goes. Here it goes. I know I'm going to hear it for this one. Sam Darnold. I don't see it. I just don't see it. I know Adam Gase is not as good as everybody thinks Adam Gase is as a quarterback whisperer. I know it. I don't doubt it. I didn't fall in love with Sam Darnold coming out of college anyway. I didn't. I'm on that list of people that just didn't see it the same way as everyone else did. And he is regressing. He truly is regressing. I don't know if it's because the Jets suck, if it's because the coach of the Jets suck, well, he does suck. If it's the general manager that sucks, if it's the ownership that sucks, but he's becoming sucky too. So I don't know if you want to say that he sucks, but he's at least suckish. I don't think I trust him. He reminds me a lot of David Carr when he was drafted by the Houston Texans. The Texans allowed him to get beat up like a pinata, and he just never got right. That's going to be Sam Darnold. Number 26, Drew Locke. He's hurt right now in Denver. He can play, I guess. We'll see, I guess, when he comes back from injury. Number 25, Daniel Jones. I'm not sold. A couple good games here and there didn't sell me. This is when he can move up to me right now. You're down Saquon Barkley. You're down other injuries. Your offensive line sucks. You're only your second year in. Can you rally this team? Do you have what it takes to rally this team? I want to see it. Number 24, Kirk Cousins. Dropped like a lead balloon. Without, and I said this the other day, and I forget who disputed me, and don't all listen. Listen to me. Trust me now, but leave me later. Without Diggs playing, I don't know if Adam Thielen is good enough as a number one to make this guy look good and to make that offense look good. I don't believe he is. That's not against Thielen. It's against your quarterback. Game manager at best. At best. I better pick up the paycheck because time will get us. Baker Mayfield. Next, the one thing I could always count on Baker Mayfield for at 23 was that he was going to be accurate. I don't know. I know it's his third year. I know it's his third coordinator, but his accuracy should not be all over the place. It should not. Number one draft overall, Cleveland has to get better, and it has to get better under him, or they're going to start looking to move on. His accuracy should not have fallen off the way it has. Should not have. Mr. Minshew, down in Jacksonville. I don't think he's great, number 22. I think he's serviceable. I really do. You didn't pay a lot for him. He's getting better. He has his team that everyone thought would be throwing in the towel. He has them competing. I'm a fan. Here's the next one where I'm going to get a lot of heat for. I'm up for that smoke. I'm up for that heat. Carson Wentz is so overrated. But not with me. I have him at number 21. His ability never meets his availability. He had a strong closing to the season last year which made everyone think, wow, I told you that he, I didn't buy it. I never bought it. Dude is very, very, very unpredictable. Back in the corporate world, I would have people and they would be rated on their yearly review between a 1 and a 5. 1s you got, you fired. 2s you tried to get to 3s. 3s you tried to get to 4s. 4s you wanted to maintain or go up. 5s you definitely wanted to maintain. What you didn't want is someone that was a 4 1 month, a 2 1 month, a 3 1 month, and a 2, then a 4, then a 3, all over the place. You can't proceed like that. That's Carson Wentz. And because of that inconsistency, remember, Philadelphia did not win the Super Bowl with him quarterback in the team. And I don't want to hear that, well, he got him almost to the playoffs. But he didn't win a game in the playoffs because he was hurt, because he doesn't know how to not get hurt. His availability isn't as good as his ability, and his ability right now sucks because of his decision-making. 21, Carson Wentz. Number 20, Joe Burrow. I love this rookie. I do. And maybe I have him a little high for being a rookie because when things come back around and the tape is out on him, it will be harder for a dude to go to an organization like Cincinnati Bengals that suck, that's won terribly, to come out the first 2 games and just survive and do what he's done. He's there. Here goes the next heat, and I'm up for this smoke too. Drew Brees. I explained it to you basically when I explained why they lost to the Raiders. Drew Brees is washed. Number 18, Matty Ice. Matt Ryan is so freaking overrated. Matt Ryan, along with a couple of the quarterbacks, fall into that good enough to get you to the Super Bowl, and if everything goes right, they can win it. He's not elite. There's very few quarterbacks that are elite. There's a couple people on this list that are lower than what an elite should be, but they were elite. They just kept playing. Drew Brees was a truly elite quarterback. Not anymore. But Matt Ryan's overrated. He does not know how to save a victory. He didn't in the Super Bowl. He didn't last week against Dallas. Matt Ryan, incredibly overrated. Teddy Bridgewater, steady hand, right where he should be. Middle of the road, number 17, middle of the pack. Teddy isn't great. Teddy isn't bad. Teddy is steady as they come. Teddy is slowly going to become a Tyrod Taylor type. He's just going to hold the seat warm until they find someone that they really want to be there. Jimmy Garoppolo, number 16. I give him this respect because, one, he led a team to the Super Bowl. And I think Jimmy's good. I don't think he's great. I think he's good. I think he's middle of the road. I think he's a guy where if all things go well, all things go right, he can get you to the Super Bowl. Will he? Don't know. Can he? Yes. We have 15 more to go. Step away for 15 seconds. Come right back. I'll give you the last 15 top quarterbacks of this year from PLR. This is The Cave Show, PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
This story popped up in my mind. I remember when Sebastian Janikowski got in trouble at the national championship. I guess he was out drinking, got in some trouble at the bar and all that. So it was right for the next championship. He said, oh, they said, everybody go bow. Now you going to suspend him? He said, oh. Sebastian from Poland. He said, so, I don't know what the rules are in Poland. This might be legal. So I can't get suspended. I find out what the rules are in Poland. Always protect this kid. When he said, I'm going to treat you like you're my child, he meant that.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. We're talking football. I had to hit you with that Zach Crockett take on Sebastian Janikowski. That's one of the funniest stories I think I've ever had told to me ever, and the great Bobby Bowden as well. This is the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. All right, we left you at number 16 with Jimmy Garoppolo, porn star Jimmy. Number 15, this guy, man, Matt Stafford can play quarterback. Matt Stafford plays in Detroit. And the Lions will lion. Detroit will Detroit. This organization had one of the top five running backs ever said, you know what, the hell with it, man. I just can't mess with y'all no more. I'm done. This organization had one of the top receivers of his era. So you know what? I just can't mess around with y'all no more, man. I'm walking away. I'm good. I'm done. And no matter what Matt Stafford does, no matter how it seems to go for him, Detroit finds a way to lose. Even young, talented players fall victim to the Detroit Lion curse. Week one, they cough up a lead to the Bears. Matt Stafford basically walked to the end zone, handed the football to DeAndre Swift, and DeAndre Swift still dropped it. That's how perfect the pass was. And it's not because DeAndre Swift is bad. DeAndre Swift got Detroited. So I can't hold that against Matt Stafford. Number 15, Matt Stafford. Here's where I was wrong. I said it earlier. I explained it earlier. Derek Carr's good. He's clicking with his team. He's clicking with his with his coach. He's a good quarterback. Number 13, Big Ben Roethlisberger. Made man. Elbow looks good. Not the Big Ben he used to be. And truth be told, there's probably a couple people even lower than him, that if I were starting a team today, I'd probably take over him. But since his surgery, he's come back, he's looked good. Give me Big Ben. Mr. Tannehill, number 12, in Tennessee. This man must feel like he was in that movie Prison Break. He got, as they used to say, a long time ago, he got from up under Adam Gase and proved that he could actually play football. Because when you're up under Adam Gase, stock will plummet. Adam Gase is a guy you can win a Super Bowl with if everything falls right. And he's proven it. And all he had to do, all he had to do, was look this guy.
I mean, at the time, I had
that guy and get from up under him. And think about it. Adam Gase wanted him gone so bad, they practically said to the Titans, we'll give you stuff just to take him. No more needs to be said. Number 11, Cam. Cam is healthy. Cam Newton is back. Cam is doing stuff in New England that New England hasn't seen done at that position in forever, if ever. You can't just walk in and replace the greatest player to ever play at that position. Cam Newton is doing so far, two games in, from what we're seeing, a really good job. No one will ever replace Brady like that. Cam isn't going to go to 9 Super Bowls. Cam isn't going to win 6 in New England. Cam may also always be thought of as a Carolina Panther. If they win a Super Bowl, it'll be, you could make that like LeBron winning a title in L.A. Now, LeBron is way more accomplished, way more. But you still think of LeBron, you think of Cleveland. Even if he hadn't came to L.A. and he won two rings in Miami, you still think of LeBron with Cleveland. You will forever think of Cam in Carolina. But what he's doing now, incredible. Josh Allen, who I've been hard on, he's completing passes to his guys. He is a young Cam Newton. Truly is. Big, strong, physical. Accuracy can be questioned. Athleticism can. Number nine, Jared Goff. Jared Goff took a lot of heat last year for the season that he had. I always thought he was better than what people thought. Rams are 2-0. He's rolling. Him and his coach, same page. They're back to doing a little play-action type stuff, which helps him a whole lot. We'll see how that shakes down for him. Number eight, the GOAT himself, Tom Brady. The only thing better at 43 than 42 is scotch. But Tom showed he just had a one-week hiccup. I don't think he's better. I think he's definitely on a downswing. In fact, last year he was rated a lot higher than eight. But there's something about him that won't let confidence in his abilities die. Even though, you know, even though the last times you saw him before this Sunday, he looked bad. Bad in game one. He looked bad in the last game of last year. He looked bad in the game before the last game of last year. But he just has so many weapons. And he has a really good coach. And I think cohesiveness are going to struggle, and I'm not saying they're going to make the playoffs. But if you have Tom Brady in the game and you have to bet on the game, it's going to be hard to bet against him. Here's where I get the other eye rolls. I could care less. Kyler Murray is number seven. Yes, I think he is better than the rest of the people I've named so far. This dude is a problem. He can accurately pass. He can get out and run. If you let him get him to the edge, if you let him get to the edge, it's over. Kyler Murray is the top quarterback in this league, period. You had one of the top picks, and you don't take him, you're nuts. The only reason why I have him at seven and not at five is because I think the other people I have in those positions are just a little more seasoned. But I don't think they're necessarily better. I think they're veteran better. Number six, Dak Prescott. Stop disrespecting this man. Stop telling him and Carson Wentz are along the same line. They are not. He plays for a meddling owner who is also the meddling GM, a new coach, finally got him some receiving help last year, and all this guy does is find a way to win in Dallas and that dysfunction. Not championships, I get it. But he still has his team competitive. Next, Deshaun Watson. He wins in spite of his dumbass coach. His coach is mediocre at coaching, mediocre at GM, and I don't know how he has either job. But Deshaun Watson finds a way. They trade away his best receiver. Now he's out there slinging and still trying. Sean Watson, number five. Number four, Mr. Jackson. That kid is the truth. Out there in Baltimore. He is good, man. His accuracy is better. He's improved his game every single year. Number three, Aaron Rodgers. Look, you can say what you want. That dude finds a way. He is that good. And it's time that people stop always trying to pretend that, well, he doesn't have any weapons. He makes them. He doesn't have this. He makes it. Well, he's a little bit up and he wins. He came out this year on the Screw You Tour, and so far, Green Bay's put up 40 points the first two games. Number two, and he'd be number one any other time until you see who number one is, Russell Wilson. I'm sick of Russell Wilson. Not only is he super talented, but he has Sierra too. Man, that's a whole lot. That's unfair. Russell Wilson, second best quarterback in the NFL. And the best quarterback in the NFL, That was easy. It's that alien that's playing in Kansas City. That was just easy. That alien in Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes, back foot, long foot, left hand, right hand, jump pass, set pass. Then, you know what? Get it all balled up, you know, bust out and run on you. Opportunistic. Best quarterback in football. MVP. Super Bowl MVP. They were down, had no reason to win that game last week, but they had Patrick Mahomes. Enough said. Thank you for joining us today on the Cave Show with PLR. At the Sports Cave on the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebook. Cave is with a K at sportscave.com. Cave is with a K. Check me out on Twitter as well, PLR on sports. I don't just tweet about sports. Tweet a little bit about a little bit. Thanks for joining me. Until tomorrow, this has been the Cave Show with PLR. I promise you I won't sound like this. Like I said, thanks for joining us. This is the Cave Show with PLR. Temptations, bring us home.